The greatest fear I have with Christian young men and women, I'll tell you this right now, includes my own children. I didn't get saved until I was 28. I grew up hard. I had to learn things all over again, but I learned to pray. But you know what I fear about young people that are sitting in this meeting that are a second generation, third generation, maybe a fourth generation? My Bible says there's a falling away. So when I look at you young counselors out here, every one of you, I say to you, I'm getting to be an old man. I'm there. I remember a young brother when I got saved told me, rise up, young man. Rise up and serve the risen Savior. I remember that brother grabbing me and throwing me in a room. Physically throwing me in a room. He said, where's your tracks? Where's your body? Where's your love? And he mentored me over some time. Brothers with the Lord now. Young people, just because mama and daddy go to a meeting, don't take that for granted. You come to Christ on your own knees, before the righteous God, you tell him you're a sinner, that you need a Savior, and you'll get saved. You'll be bought with a price. And young people, this next generation, don't get wrapped up in this world. Don't get wrapped up in this world. You've got another generation here that needs a mentor. We want instant formulas, instant food. You go anywhere, gotta have it now. But God wants intimate fellowship. He doesn't want to say, how you doing? And the president doesn't go to the meter. He wants you to sit with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to hear a little about you. Intimate. He wants to hug you. He wants to see you rise up and live a little life. Life is but a vapor, the scriptures say. A vapor. Young people say, oh, this day is going on forever. Old people say, wow, where did they go? You can't go back. Time, you can't buy it back. You can't buy time back. You waste it, it's gone. You can't change yesterday, but you can change today. And you can change tomorrow. That's your choice. That's your decision. What are you going to do with time? What are you going to do with your Savior? We want quick fixes, instant cures, and there are none. There is none. This is all you need. My mama, my father called me one night and he said that. Dennis, he was alive. My mother. He said, your mother is on a respirator. They're going to pull the plug in 2 days. If you want to see her one last time, fly out. So I have never been to Hawaii in my life. I grabbed my Bible, and I grabbed my handbook, and I grabbed one change of clothes. That's all I had. When I went there, my father picked me up. He said, was there a good eat? I said, no. My mother, my father, my brother, my sister are not saved. My sister's 9 years older than me. My brother's 7 years older than me. My mother, both my mom and dad, grew up as Italians from Sicily. They believed that good works were going to get you to heaven. And I knew when she was on that respirator, opened the door, intensive care, and I see my mother laying there, tubes in her mouth. She is in a coma. The whole trip on that flight, the longest flight I ever took, I said to me, I said, Lord, go. I said, Lord, my mother, she's denied you so many times, made so many excuses. Satan has planted seeds of doubt to Catholicism, given her wrong messages. I said, Lord, go. I don't know if you can allow me the privilege, but I'm going to speak to her. But will you allow her to come to Christ? So my dad said, come, it's been a long flight. Let's get you food and get you the other. I said, no time. Take me to the room. I went in the room and I sat down. I asked my brother, my sister, my father. I said, do you mind if I have some time with mom? I said, no, go right ahead. Close the door. I ran. Every reverse I could find. told her about that rich man in Lazarus. I told her, like the Lord Jesus told us, that he spoke more about hell than he spoke about heaven. That was his topic. In the short period of life that he lived, he didn't talk about everything else. He spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. He didn't want us to go there. So I shared everything I could find, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. I sang Jesus loves me. I sang hymns in my hymn book. And all of a sudden, the door runs open. And a nurse comes in from intensive care with another one. And my sister's a nurse. They ran and said, "What's going on? What's going on?" I said, "What do you mean, what's going on?" I said, "Nothing going on." They said, "Your mother's blood pressure and heart rate has changed rapidly." I said, "I'm not a doctor. Who's this me?" And they said, "We don't know. We've never seen this before." And I said, "Is she all right?" I said, "Yes." And they said, "Well, we'll just monitor from here. It looks good, but we've never seen drastic changes take place." So I pressed on. I whispered in my mom's ear, as close as I could get. I got here and I went like this. I said, "Mom, I'm going to be here for another hour." I said, "I'm not going to watch them pull that plug on me." I said, "But I'm going to tell you this. I would love to see you someday." I said, "I don't want to think of you in pain." And I said to her, "Mom, all you have to say." And I gave her the sinner's prayer. Now, whether or not she accepted prayer, I don't know. But that day, when that happened, and I took that flight back, I left her, gave her a kiss, I left her. I held her hand the whole time. When I left, I told her, I said, "Mom, this is it. In 45 minutes, you're going to pass on to eternity. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Mom, there's no purgatory like the thousands of teachers. You're done. Choose now who you're going to serve." When I left and I got on the airplane went back, I made a commitment that day. I will not come to a camp. I will not go anywhere that the Lord allows me to go and talk about my Jesus. I'm going to tell you, some of you in here may not know Jesus. Heard gospel last night. Heard it woven through all the days. But I'm going to tell you now. I've seen young people die on highways. I saw it. I've seen terrible things in my life. There's no promise that any one of us in this room is going to be here next year. Next month. Choose now who you want to serve. And if you are saved, then make a choice. Pick up your Bible and you begin to get down on your knees and say, "Lord, teach me. Let me model you, Lord Jesus. Let me learn how to talk to you. Let me learn how to walk with you. Let me grow. Lord, I want to serve you and you alone. I'm not worried about my job or my college is. I trust in you with my whole heart, soul, and mind." Can you say that? You need to go home from the youngest to the oldest and get an account of your life and see where you're living. Are you pleasing that one? Where's your treasure?